Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load 'em up, boys. We're saving cars when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. All right. Well, where did it go? Okay, I had a motivation come up. I've been doing this radio show for 8 years, and I've never asked for reviews of the show, like on iTunes or anything like that, as far as the podcast is concerned. And I had one that popped up, and this one was from the beginning of this month, just a week or so ago. And, took me to task. And now it's gone. What happened to it? Oh, well. Anyway. The problem that he was having with me is that I was talking about coronavirus, and I was talking about how it wasn't as bad as the flu and how there's more people dying from heart disease and everything else. And he was talking about projections and models. One of the reasons that I am so much for critical thinking is because, well, we get conditioned. We constantly are being conditioned. I'll give you an example. Have you ever noticed, the self-checkout at your local grocery store? Now, what you're doing when you do the self-checkout, you may not have to wait in line, although now you do because of social distancing. But when you get in there, you're checking out your own groceries. And you're not getting a discount for it. You're paying the same price as you would as if you waited for the full service. So I just wait on the full service person. And what this is doing is, one, it indicates that we're willing to do that to save time. So what we're also doing is we're also saving them money, which is okay. I mean, it helps their bottom line. Their man hours look pretty good. But, I mean, they do a lot of stuff like that. Would you like to round that up to give it to some organization that's yanking at your heart? And then we're going to give it in a lump sum, and we get to take the tax write-off. Stuff like that. Some of the conditioning comes in other ways, too. Now, this gentleman's problem, and I believe his moniker was Other Brother Daryl. If you're listening now still, I fully respect your opinion. I just don't agree with it. When you get out there and you worry too much about projections and models, you got to remember that we see these all the time. We hear about these all the time. According to, the climate change is a beautiful example. Which, by the way, all of these things are designed to take away your liberty. You get that part, right? They're designed to take away your liberty. The one glaring thing in this is that, you know, there's now 3 million new gun owners in the United States that we didn't have before this, so I don't know how that exactly works here. But just remember, the leftists are in it for the long haul. But if you look at the models that were being put out for climate change, this is supposed to be a big ball of fire right now in the heavens, the world, because we were killing Gaia. And, that in and of itself has never come to pass. Climate change has always happened. It's just not man-driven. Now, as far as coronavirus is concerned, I'm not disputing that it is highly contagious and it's viral in certain areas. But what it really is designed to be doing is they've taken advantage of this, and we have shown them, the nation as a whole has shown certain politicians had our best interests at heart, no doubt about it. Other politicians, on the other hand, wanted to see how we would react. So we reacted. Never mind that the first 2 months of the year, when we could have really been doing something good and productive about this and maybe have the problem already solved, we were too busy being distracted by the impeachment. Never mind that. This is the next thing. This is the next thing. And they're going to use this to try to get Trump, too. They, you know, Schiff is always saying, we're going to investigate the coronavirus response. Well, you know, you sort of wrote it yourself because you were the ones running the impeachment. This nation, we lose 2.5 million people per year, average, prematurely. And I've seen the projections about how now coronavirus is killing more people than heart disease and cancer. And it's the number one. This is all designed to get you to react like other brother Daryl here. And to take exception with somebody like me who's out here saying, well, yes, it's bad, but it doesn't mean we stop. And that's the thing. We have virtually most people have. See, this doesn't affect me. I work from home. I have worked from home for the last 10 years. So being locked in and being allowed to go to the grocery store, that's not quarantined. Okay? Quarantined means you're in basically a cell, a sealed off cell that has fresh oxygen. That's quarantine. What we have here basically is, I don't even know what we should call it. But there's a lot of people out there hurting. There's a lot of people that lost their job. My gym is shut down. And everybody that worked there at that gymnasium have shut down. Every kind of shop that was deemed non-essential is shut down, no matter what they were selling. The only things open around here are gun shops, hardware stores, grocery stores, and for some reason, car washes. I haven't figured that one out yet. Of course, hospitals are open and everything else. But this is the thing. If we all were critical thinkers, we wouldn't need polls, and we wouldn't need gun rights organizations, and we wouldn't need a lot of things where we're trying to have a check against the leftists, because the leftists are critical thinkers. They're always trying to work on the emotional content of what they're driving. They're always trying to gin that up. They're always trying to make you afraid. And for those of you that, hey, I see it every time I go to the grocery store. The people are so afraid of this. They're afraid to be near anybody. And here I am running around without a mask on. Yeah. So, if I offended you, other brother Daryl, it was not my intention to. It is my intention to point out to you, though, what I believe to be true, which we've had 12 pandemics in 244 years in this country, and we have never shut down the country over any of them. We didn't shut it down over H1N1, which was a much more dangerous strain. More people got sick from it. This is bad, no doubt about it. Everything like this is bad, no doubt about it. But we just have never, ever done what we've done this time, where we basically just shut down the country. And now everybody's trying to figure out, how do you turn the country back on? Well, that's a doggone good question. I hope they find it pretty soon, because everybody that was out there that was secure deserves to go back to that security. But, hey, we're going to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. We'll be right back.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. From John Feinblatt. He was on CNN this past Tuesday, and of course he got a free commercial there. He said, deeming gun stores essential is unfair and unsafe. Much is still unknown about COVID-19, but one thing is certain, owning a gun does not make you any safer from it. Oh, I love it. I do love that disingenuous stupidity. These half-wits are springboarding us with this, hitting us with this, like they're jumping off of a springboard, as if it's the virus that people are arming themselves against, which even Bill Maher, who owns guns, said this. What he's deliberately diverting attention from is the very real opponent for something unforeseen and terrible happening to a society being brought to its knees, while in Feinblatt's own world, in his words, much is still unknown. What happens if the truck drivers stop driving? What happens if this fear campaign really works and they stop driving? Guess what? The stock is not going to be being brought to shelves. The grocery stores, which are open, will cease being open because there'll be no reason for them to be open. And then we're going to have some serious issues if that were to arise. Now, after he did this with a viewership that's dumb enough to turn to the most busted name in news, he resorts to the same old tired argument that somehow doesn't seem as compelling to the leftists now flocking to the gun stores as they once did before it was their own precious hindquarters on the line. So he decides to go and talk about suicide. This is the thing. This is where. And we have seen suicide go up since this happened. I've seen a story of a man who had his business, and he had to shut down his business, and he did the last few things for his employees, and he went home and he killed himself. I think he was 45, 48 years old, something like that. I'm sure we'll see more of that as this goes on. The longer this goes on, yes, suicide is going to go up. Suicide is definitely going to go up. In the era of Obama, when white guys started to be vilified just for being white guys, especially old white guys, suicide went up with those old white guys. One of them was one of my producers. All because of the constant onslaught of being told this, that, and the other. But the resulting stigma that came with it and what it did to them in their actual lives. So he's talking suicide without explaining how gun-free Japan is ranked 17th by the World Health Organization, and we in the U.S. come in at 50th. He avoids explaining why he wants the police to be the only ones with guns when their suicide rates dwarf the general population's. And he also evidently has no answer for the record levels at merry old disarm for the most part England. But then he switches gears to the child guns death, relying on an old con job that purposely lumps in young adult demographic that includes gangbangers breaking gun laws to account for the vast majority of those. And as all good swindles rely on a testimonial to convince the marveling rubes of the efficacy of the snake oil he's peddling, he trots out his anecdotal evidence. Some low-hanging fruit moron who pointed a shotgun at his cousin and pulled the trigger. And was supposed to accept on faith that his word that he thought it was unloaded and the killing was an accident resulting from a joke that went wrong. And oh, by the way, the only reason he brought it home was because of COVID-19. If only this amateur had been as safety conscious and responsible as trained professional only ones. Brady campaign president Chris Brown got in on this on NBC News. There's no constitutional right to immediately buy or sell guns. And then the other megaphone wielders like the UK's BBC, they pick it up and they start screaming it too. And there certainly is no right to spread coronavirus while buying or selling guns. Does that sound clumsy to you? That just seems clumsy. That's a clumsy red herring coupled with a clumsier insult intended to appeal to that useful idiot ignorance and gin up their contempt, which is hardly a feat for those whose very existence screams mob mentality. As for his first contention, stated properly, there is no constitutional authority to infringe on the right of the people to keep and bear arms, And a right delayed, as Martin Luther King observed, is a right denied. So given her druthers, gun stores necessary to the security of a free state would remain shuttered, not just indefinitely, but forever. And that's what the Brady founder, Pete Shields, essentially called for when he put the mask on it. It was called the National Council to Control Handguns and then Handgun Control Incorporated. He said, we're going to take one step at a time, and the first step is necessarily, given the political reality, going to be very modest. We'll have to start working again to strengthen that law and then again to strengthen the next law, and maybe again and again. Right now, though, we'd be satisfied not with half a loaf, but with a slice. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. The first problem is to slow down the number of handguns being produced. Second problem is to get handguns registered. The final problem is to make possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition except for the military, police, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors totally illegal. But let's go to the Giffords Foundation, resident ATF gun grabber emeritus David Chipman. He said, hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in the cabinet. That's what he advised post-cable news and media and entertainment broadcaster Cheddar in an attempt to keep new time gun buyers ignorant and afraid. That's some gun safety organization there, huh? Counseling avoidance rather than training, but it's not exactly like any of the common sense gun safety frauds are qualified to teach anything other than melting down and demanding gun bans. And it's interesting that his advice is not only the exact opposite of what new gun owners need to learn, but it also contradicts what his own group advocates. If you look at the Giffords organization, they don't have anything about conceal it in the pantry. And as for leaving it locked and loaded, only to be brought out in times of emergency, two considerations come to mind. First, Sammy the Bull Gravano, that notorious gangster of the Gotti era. Safety locks, you'll pull the trigger with a lock on, and I'll pick the trigger. We'll see, and I'll pull the trigger. And we'll see who wins. And then Dennis Hennigan of the Center to Prevent Handgun Violence drops the ball while trying to prove the efficacy of the safety lock. He said, most people aren't as clutchy as I am because he couldn't get it to work when he was trying to show how easy it was to bring it to bear when an intruder comes through the door. It's driving him crazy. Just crazy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's seeing clear signs that his administration's coronavirus strategy is saving countless lives.
But in the midst of all this grief and this pain, we're seeing these signs, and we're seeing them very strongly. And a lot of that has to do with the aggressive strategy in saving so many lives. We're saving so many lives compared to what it could have been.
President Trump hosting his daily coronavirus briefing, having it a little bit early on this Good Friday. The president says they've adapted an aggressive policy. Listen up if you're waiting for that coronavirus stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS are launching a web tool to help people who don't usually file tax returns to receive that stimulus check. The site is designed for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. The web tool is located on the IRS's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One, and let me, I'm going to point this out just simply because this is one of my big concerns. We have got to get back to work. Everybody that can go back to work needs to be able to go back to work. I'm working right now. But everybody else should be allowed to go back to work. And, when I say allowed, I loathe to say it that way, but right now they have all of these penalties. And we need to address this in our respective states when this is all over and done with. As soon as this is over, let's not have a sigh of relief. Let's contact our state representatives and state senators and point out to them that we don't need to be penalized if they decide to lock us in, because that's just going to lead to bad things. And I'll leave it at that. One particular terrifying consequence of the bat soup virus is that not yet getting the attention it deserves is how this situation is making the already stupid leftists dumber, especially when they sound off about economics. In the wake of this pandemic, we've been subjected to a series of mind-numbing insights from the pinko blue-check brain trust that reaffirms that cliche but true observation that our elite is anything but elite. But hey, leave it to the leftist betters to take a bad situation and seek to make it exponentially worse. Like Sally Cohn, for example. You know where I'm going with that. She offered an astonishing observation, just as the Democrats were obstructing the vital relief our small businesses desperately need. She said, I'm really tired of reading how business owners are forced to lay off workers. No one made them do that. They chose to do that. Not saying it isn't a hard choice doing during a hard time, but to say they were forced obscures their agency and casts owners and CEOs as the victims. If this took your IQ and flushed it straight down the toilet, I completely understand. But then, hey, I got one better for you. The even dumber, ever dumber, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, who tweeted out this brainstorm, we need to cancel rent until this crisis is over. Her economics advice is even worse than her relationship advice. How can this be? Now, it seems like you would have to explain this to allegedly educated people. You know, or maybe not, I don't know. But apparently there's still some people who need a lesson in Economics 101. Now, I sort of own a business here. You know, that's what this is. And I have a perspective that the C-tier social media personalities and the commie grifters, they could find this illuminating. So here goes, grifters. Here's my thought. First, are you people stupid? What in the unholy hell are you thinking? When there is no income, what do you expect a business owner to pay his employees with? IOUs? Monopoly money? Unicorn tears? Maybe the boss at the local pizza restaurant that the cough police closed down should just go downstairs to the basement vault in his mansion, pop open the door, and take out one of those dozens of big sacks with dollar signs on them that are stuffed with $100 bills and use them to meet payroll and rent and insurance and supplies and maintenance and on, E-I-E-I-O. Because that's the whole thing about cash flow. No. That's not a thing. It's a myth. It's just an illusion for those tuxedo and top hat sporting fat cats who run the local pet stores and use such to fool the proles into believing that there's not some bottomless well of cash that these tycoons can draw upon forever. Yeah, the bigwigs are claiming they're running out of money, but Sally sees through their web of deceit. But in a way, she is right. It is kind of a choice. But the choice is bankruptcy or layoffs. That's the choice. And either way, those employees are out of a job. But the real tragedy would be if people might see owners, CEOs as the victims, even though they are victims too. And you wonder if people can be this dumb, and then you go on Twitter and then you find out, oh gosh, they can be dumber than all that. If it's even possible, they can be dumber than that. Really, Mrs. Brother, cancel the rent? I guess the president would just use that little-known cancel rent power buried behind all those penumbras and emanations in the Constitution. But I don't want to get it wrapped up in all that talk of enumerated powers and stuff. Let's look at this remarkable suggestion on its own feeble terms. Cancel rent. Okay, so rent is canceled, gone, no paying rent. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Where did the lights go? The power's out? So, wait, you mean that miserable miser is not fronting cash for utilities anymore since you're, you know, not paying the rent? And there's a plumbing leak. Just call the, you know, well, no, you can't do that. Well, then maybe you'll sue your landlord for not doing the things landlords should do, though you're not doing things that tenants should do. But it's too late now. He's bankrupt. Do you hear that playing in the background? That's the sad trombone. And this is only at the personal level. Our economy is interconnected. You don't pay rent, so your landlord doesn't pay his loan, and all those people who used to manage the property, and all those guys who used to pay his bank, the gardener, the power company, and now they can't pay anyone anymore, and pretty soon no one can pay anyone anymore. Congratulations, we have a depression. And now we have focused on how these people are saying stupid things, and the underlying assumption is that they're stupid. But is that why they seem to be rooting for disaster? You've already seen the progs looking at the bright side. At least this economic carnage will end up owning Drumpf, right? That's their thought. But maybe they're simply bad people who want to impoverish you to increase their power. Have you seen them do anything at all inconsistent with that hypothesis? And after all, if they can destroy capitalism by means of knocking out select pillars of the system, like by undermining select contracts that obligate people to pay their debts, they can get to their desired end state. And then they can blame it on the failure of capitalism. Even though a system where you can't collect rent isn't capitalism. So is it stupid, evil, or both? And you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters is that no matter how much these half-wits pipe up on Twitter, they can never, ever be allowed anything like real power unless you want to find out what it's like to live in Venezuela. And listen, I won't be helping you chase the zebras. And I won't be drinking water from the sewer. I got mine. So, unless you want to go full on Venezuela, pay no attention to these idiots. Because that's their goal. This is Cloud and Piven delivered to them on a silver platter. Or so they think. They think the system can now be overloaded real easily. And then we'll all see the folly of the ways of capitalism. And then we're going to cancel everything and start all over again. And I have no idea where they're going to get the money from for all this, though. No idea at all. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The impeachment, which was largely a subterfuge to take your eyes off the ball, which was basically a highly illegal spying operation that was set up on first a presidential candidate and then a president, failed. And then straight from that, as soon as we segued from that, we went through the impeachment process. The president was exonerated, as everybody knew he was going to be. And we went straight from that into COVID-19. But right now, while everybody's attention is on COVID-19, things are still happening around the Russia hoax. We should never forget that a weaponized Obama bureaucracy spied on the Republican Party's presidential candidate to prevent him from winning the 2016 election. Then when that failed, the entire Democrat establishment, both inside and outside of government, bent all of their energy to claim that America's duly elected president was a Russian asset who used election fraud to win. By first acting illegally and then pushing a hoax, the Democrats and the deep state, which it makes me sort of repetitive because they're sort of one and the same in a lot of cases, effectively handicapped Trump's first 2 years in office. They destroyed the trust in government. They laid bare a lot of things we needed to see, and some of the stuff we probably all of it was unnecessary. They destroyed the last fragile shreds of reputation the media had. They corrupted various bureaucracies, and they generally did terrible damage to the political integrity here in the United States. The Trump administration now is making loud noises indicating that the Democrats and the deep state's flagrant, unethical, unconstitutional, and illegal conduct is neither forgiven or forgotten. The first shot openly fired is William Barr's interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham, which aired this past Wednesday. And it was an interesting one because it covered a lot of ground. So I'm not going to go into it because it's too, it covers, like I said, a lot of ground. But what's important is what Barr has to say about the attempt to overthrow Trump's presidency through the Russian hoax. We get this. Barr also provided an update on Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation, telling Ingram that Durham's primary focus isn't to prepare a report. He's looking to bring to justice people who are engaged in abuses if he can show that they were criminal violations, and that is what the focus is on. Barr added, my own view is that the evidence shows that we're not dealing with just mistakes or sloppiness. There's something far more troubling here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And if people broke the law, and we can establish that this with the evidence, they will be prosecuted. The Attorney General left no doubt as to his own view of the investigation, which spanned nearly 3 years and ended in March 2019, calling it one of the greatest travesties in American history. He said, without any basis, they started this investigation into Trump's campaign, and even more concerning actually is what happened after the campaign. There was a whole pattern of events while he was president to sabotage the presidency, or at least have the effect of sabotaging the presidency. His statements are going to have a lot of deep state operatives calling their lawyers and sleeping badly for many nights to come. Second thing that should make deep state actors sweat is that John Solomon reports that the U.S. intelligence will unredact footnotes in Michael Horowitz's December review about the FBI's FISA abuse. And we get this. The unredacted footnotes are expected to provide new data points in the timeline, showing when the FBI learned or should have suspected that its key evidence suggesting Trump was colluding with Russia was erroneous and how I have those concerns were known, the sources said. The new information will make clear the FBI possessed information at multiple levels that undercut the evidence it was using to sustain a collusion investigation, and it will be specific enough to renew a debate in Washington over whether the FBI intentionally ignored red flags or simply was blinded by ambition from seeing them clearly. The evidence could also raise new questions about whether statements made to Congress during the Russian probe were false or misleading, and whether the intelligence community's official assessment that Vladimir Putin was solely trying to help elect Trump was contradicted by some evidence in FBI files. And then we come to this. Related to Horowitz's report, it comes from Catherine Herridge, an investigative reporter at CBS. She obtained a recording showing that in October 2016, George Papadopoulos was emphatically denying that Trump had anything to do with hacking the DNC's email system, especially because doing so was illegal. The transcript in which Papadopoulos is apparently given the code name Crossfire Typhoon, or CT, at the end of the hours-long conversation, shows the confidential human source questioning him about the DNC hack. CHS, whoever that is, you really don't think anyone from the Trump campaign anything to do with the blanking over there at the DNC? Papadopoulos, no. CHS, really? Papadopoulos, no, I know that for a fact. CHS, how do you know that for a fact? Papadopoulos, because I know. I've been working with them for the last 9 months, and that part is unintelligible. And all of this stuff has been happening, what, in the last 4 months? As soon as we're able to leave our homes and go shopping again, everybody needs to go straight to wherever the Orville Redenbacher is stocked. Buy the popcorn. Feel free to buy your favorite beverage, whether it's water or soda or beer or whatever it's going to be. Because politically speaking, prior to the election, the next few months are going to be fun. This is going to turn out to be the biggest political scandal ever. Ever. This is going to turn out to be one of those things where we look back at this and it will have the same sort of effect on a party as Watergate had on the Republican Party. This will be the undoing of the Democrats. The Democrats are going to come completely unglued as this all comes out. All of you that vote or swing or think Democrat, if you, I'm a social liberal, whatever you think you are, your underlying philosophy is not what is being held by the people that are in power, in office, and those that are in office have betrayed you. because it's never been for them about your well-being or the next well-being or the next well-being. It's always been about just getting power, keeping power, staying in power. And then once they get the power, if they actually had the power, people, do you understand what would happen? They would use a pretense like this, and nobody would work again for the rest of the year. Although I don't know what they would do about school. I don't know what they would do about school, because they really, really detest school. Homeschooling, rather. They detest homeschooling. Because now, all of these parents right now, as they're getting the homeschooling worksheets and everything, they're getting to find out exactly what kind of subject matter and teaching little Tommy and little Sally are getting nowadays. And they're finding out what kind of an indoctrination their children go through. And it isn't pretty. But it is, you know, it's very enlightening. So they've lost schools. They lost single-use plastic bags. That's now a good thing to do. They've lost carpooling and mass transit. And living in cities is completely verboten if you want to stay healthy. Or in the big cities, I guess they're just going to have to wear a mask for the rest of their life, just like in the bigger cities in Asia and everywhere else. So stay tuned. Watch whichever outlet you want to watch. The outcome's going to be the same as this goes forward. This is all still happening in the background. This is one of the things I hate about this, because if you look around, that's all you see in the news, but there's lots of other stuff going on. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten, as we do. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.